Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So what if you could learn from somebody else's mistakes and not have to make those? What if you could not have to fall down and skin your knees in business? Because it's very painful. That's what this show is all about. We learn from each other's mistakes. That way, maybe we won't make them. So I like to talk to people that have been there and done that and have the ability to give good advice. And so today's guest right now starting out is Brian Cook. He's the founder and CEO of Get In Shape for Women. And put all that on the internet and put .com and you'll have his website, getinshapeforwomen.com. So, Brian, you don't know this, and maybe our friends that we have, mutual friends, didn't tell you that I own a gym. Brian is a guy that's in the health and fitness area, obviously by the name of the business, but he says to me, it's not really health and fitness, it's body transformation. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what we do at the gym, right? But why just for women, Brian? Welcome to the show.
So why just for women? You know, great question. After, you know, 12 years of running co-ed independent studios, we came to realize that two-thirds of our customers were women. And we felt that if we specialize in that group, we'd make it even more comfortable in the program, more effective, you know, by alienating the guys and really, you know, dominate the market for women. Between 40 and 60 is kind of the space that we want to own.
Right. Well, I think at that point, you know, for example, my wife is 55 now. She's been there, done that with the whole kids and the soccer mom and all that. And now she's, you know, we're kind of becoming empty nesters. We have our first grandkid. And now maybe she's looking at her life going, you know what? It's time for me to think about me. And maybe that happens at that realm between, you know, 40 and 60, we'll say. And they also have a little bit of money to be able to do that, a little bit of time to be able to do it properly. But I thought to myself, man, maybe finding this niche, and you did it through your own, what, how much research did you get to do before you did this? Because you started your gym. Do you call it a gym? What do you call it? A salon in 2006?
A personal training studio. So 11 years of running, you know, probably 50, 60 different personal training studios before Get In Shape for Women was launched. So Get In Shape for Women was the culmination of best practices of, you know, 11 years of R&D.
So what is your personal passion? Obviously, it's in this realm, but I'm just curious, what is your personal passion?
To me, it definitely boils right down to, you know, body transformation and fitness and personal training. So I'm really a personal trainer first, and then a business owner second, multi-unit owner, franchisee, franchisor. But definitely I'm a trainer at heart and love to help people come in and reach goals that they thought weren't attainable.
Interesting now. So how many franchisees do you have now? Or how many franchise locations? Let's do it both ways.
We have about 40 locations right now.
How many?
40.
Wow, you're killing it. That's great. Good for you. What is your goal?
Yeah. You know, the goal for me is, you know, is 5,000 locations in 90 countries to
Wow.
If I can be honest. So it's really huge, big lifetime goal of bringing Get In Shape Women to every corner of the globe, helping women, you know, conquer the balance of health and fitness and fit it into their lives and be able to live a much better quality of life in this fit state.
And how many of these, by the way, are company-owned franchises out there?
We have 4 company-owned franchise locations.
Okay. So you have done something, by the way, that is not easy to do. We're going to learn from your mistakes because you took something you were passionate about, helping women get into shape. Getinshapeforwomen.com is the website. Brian Cook is the CEO and founder. And if you guys have a company that is doing well and you're thinking, maybe I'll franchise it, Today we're going to learn from Brian Cook a little bit about the do's and the don'ts, mistakes that he has made, because those are the best learning experiences you can possibly have. And if you hear them from somebody else, all the better. We'll take a little break. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, if you're talking about health and fitness, body transformation, pump it! That's right. Louder! All right, Brian Cook is joining us. GetInShapeForWomen.com on the web. He's got over 40 franchise locations. He was in the business, and he found that, you know what? You know, here's the sweet spot. And so now he franchises that out, and we're talking to him, and hopefully we can learn from the things that he's put together to put his franchise together, his business together. And, Brian, welcome back. Let me ask you the first question. Knowing that it takes systems and processes to put together to duplicate what you've done, you know, that road is a long road. I mean, obviously, what, 2001, you're 18, 19 years, whatever it is, as a guy in business in this space. Tell me about that journey.
For me, it was opening, you know, one studio initially and following my passion and, you know, doing what I love, with the goal of building a model that I could scale, that I could, you know, build for the other guy, for someone to step into a turnkey business model, so I don't have to make all the mistakes that I made over 12 years to get to that point, and they could just focus on servicing their customer, which is providing, you know, incredible transformation for their women.
Right. But as far as, you know, obviously you have probably amazing resources on, you know, certain verticals of it. Because first of all, you got one thing, it's hard enough to have a business. Then you have to put the systems and processes together so that you can step away from that and your employees can take over what you were doing to start a second business. You're at 40 of these businesses. So you must have a library full of systems and processes that you have garnered all this great information from that you've put into your, you know, unique book of guidance. So that's what I'm getting at is now. So with a franchisee, somebody that perhaps maybe wants to buy a Get in Shape for Women franchise, you must hand them a workbook that ensures them if they follow this workbook right, the systems and processes. Because see, I own a gym, like I told you, and I'm going, hey, maybe this is good for me. How much, if I follow this, can I add any of my own personal, you know, shenanigans into it? Or do I have to follow it exactly? Do you allow each owner to have a little of their own stuff going on? Or do you say, no, this is the ingredient book. And if you add anything else, it ain't going to taste the same. It ain't going to make the same profit, whatever it is. You know, I'm curious about that. I'm a potential customer, brother.
Well, exactly. So basically, there's a great expression, you know, people fail, systems don't. And that's important. People fail, and that's everyone. It's all of us. No one is free from that. So the way to protect yourself is you systematize every movement in your business. Everything is checklist-driven. And when you get to the point where you can checklist out every position in your company, you're removing the intellectual property in your head and you're making it a system. So then you can teach someone how to follow that system. But if you're just kind of winging it and you have this God-given talent, you can't scale that. So it stays, the value will only stay with you in your one business.
Right. See, I was wondering how, because so many people want to put their own personality in there. But I think if you're buying a franchise to begin with, you're looking at that going, you know what? I want to buy something that is a turnkey. I don't have to be there as long as I have good managers. I can be an owner. So as an entrepreneur, I can be an owner and I don't have to be an owner operator. Or do you require them to be owner operators? Just curious.
Yes, we do. We require owner operators because it's the execution of of the customer experience. We really have to execute at a high level. It's a competitive market. Really need to be, hands-on in the game, particularly if you want to open more than, one unit.
Right, but when you say owner-operator, if I open more than one unit, I can't be at two places at once. So I have to still have hands-on, is what you're saying, total hands-on.
Exactly, yeah, gotcha. Exactly. And we kind of define it just not being employed elsewhere. That way your energy is devoted to the business.
Right. All right, well, that's good. So now comes to the first part, and the first question is, and again, we say at Entrepreneur, we will learn from each other's mistakes so that we don't have to make those. Can you give me a couple of examples? Or actually, you know what? Let me take a break because I don't want to lose the opportunity and have a commercial start to run me over right in the middle of a great question. So get ready. Think about this one. I want to ask you on the other side the biggest mistakes you've made along the way and what you did to recover from those mistakes. Because sometimes those mistakes taught you what you needed to know to get to where you are today with 40 and 40 plus, because we know we're growing. Get in shape for women. Getinshapeforwomen.com. You can find Brian Cook there. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Entrepreneur Weekly, and we're going to answer that question on the other side.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, if you want to know how to grow your business, it takes certain principles. What are those principles of your life? They also have to be in your business. For me, it's always do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's a pretty simple one. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man or woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. I love these simple things. Brian Cook is with us. He's the founder and CEO of GetInShapeForWomen.com on the web. He's got 40 franchisees. It is now time for you to tell us, Brian, what is the one big mistake you made along the way that you learned a whole lot from to help your business grow?
The biggest mistake by far was allowing my early owners to own franchise locations in some multiple and not be owner-operators. So they were employed elsewhere, and they did it as an investment as opposed to, a passion. It was more like a way to make money as opposed to something that they wanted to live and breathe.
Right. Well, it's interesting because I was saying there are a lot of investors out there. I just got done talking to a buddy. I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, that, and the other, but I need a partner that will be boots on the ground. And he goes, well, that's not me. I got the money if you want to do it. And I'm like, oh, dang. Boots on the ground. That's key. Okay, well, that's very interesting because there are franchises that you can buy to be an investor. That's a different kind of a thing. Yours requires boots on the ground or bare feet on the ground in your case, maybe. All right, so that's really good. Now, if you're sitting on a bus and somebody looks over at you and they go, you're an entrepreneur. They can see what you're reading. Obviously, you're a reader. You're a study of higher thinking, I guess you might say. And that person decides they're going to ask you, so I'm thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, Brian, but I'm scared. What do you say to that person?
I would say to the person, if you it's like do what you love and never work a day. So if they're doing something they love and that's the business, then 100% all in. If they're doing something they don't love, then I would have them kind of relook at that because the work it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur, you really have to love what you're doing to get through the tough times.
Can you articulate your purpose and core values that you have inside that purpose?
Yeah, so for us, it's, with any company, if you have one location, one business, you articulate our purpose is to empower women through body transformation. So you're very clear with what your business is designed to do. And then the core values, those are personal to you. So those you would, one of ours is we treat our customers like family. We believe in the power of positivity. We believe accountability leads to success. So you would just articulate the things that are important to you, and you create, and then a mission is where you're going. So with this purpose, core values, and current mission do is they let your employees understand where they're going if they work for you and your customers, if they become part of your business. And the cool thing about core values is they either attract employees that are right for you, or they don't attract, of course, the wrong employees. And an interview is simply asking a potential employee, how do they feel about each of these core values? Mm. And it's worked incredibly well for us.
That's great. How about innovation? I mean, obviously, you're in a marketplace where when people think of fitness and health, it's pretty basic stuff, really. It boils down to the person that is driving the boat, because they will show you the best way to do things for you personally. Everyone is personalized. But how do you innovate in that way? Because it is so personal to each person.
Great question. So what we did is, if you think, think about personal training, and a lot is dependent on the trainer, which is a little risky. You kind of want to build a program where the trainer is just a part of that system. It's not reliant upon the trainer. And in our model, it's one personal trainer working with between 4 and 8 women at a time. Mm. In order for that to be successful, there has to be a systematic approach to training. And, I've been in the personal training space now for over 25 years. So at this point, I don't really want to argue with a trainer that has 5 years experience how to train someone.
Right.
So it's kind of like, here's a recipe. I have an undergrad in exercise physiology, so our program is built from science up. It's fundamentally
right.
The best workout I've seen, on the market. And then we just build a system. So now the workout changes every day, and the innovation is making sure every minute of exercise is the most effective for your customer.
So really, you're not just taking this has worked for me. You're taking this approach of scientifically, this is what is working. And that way, it's kind of, guaranteed to work for everybody. This is good stuff, man. Congratulations on your growth. And, obviously people, if you want to get more involved in this type of a thing, which I'm going to check out myself, getinshapeforwomen.com. It's a big, big market. My gym is kind of a meathead gym, and they say that. I'm not saying that to be mean. They say that proudly, muscle builder guys. And, but I need to add that element to my gym, and I need to start using my gym. Brian Cook, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. Again, getinshapeforwomen.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Lots of great videos and stories there. And go out and find us on iTunes, Entrepreneur Weekly. And we'll be there with great stories like this all the time. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Entrepreneur Weekly is brought to you in part by MyBookie. Who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. MyBookie has been in business for years. They have great online reviews, and their mobile site is simple to use. Enjoy in-game and live betting. Plus, you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Your experience is top priority for MyBookie. English-speaking customer service agents are ready to assist you 24/7 via phone, chat, and email, and payout requests are processed in just 48 hours. Not to mention, they have the most rewarding player perks in the business. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, you win, they pay. Use promo code WEEKLY to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code WEEKLY when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid on MyBookie.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, our next guest is also in the health and fitness and getting your life together space. Bedros Koulian. He is the founder and CEO, best-selling author, and a business consultant and speaker. His book, by the way, Man Up, but he is also focused on women and health and fitness. I don't get it. How is it that all these guys are literally slaying it with the female segment of health and fitness? And by the way, Bedros has 700 franchisees. It's like amazing. That's a lot, Bedros.
Well, we've been very fortunate, Alan. We've been very fortunate. And you know, it's funny. You ask, how is it that all these guys are slaying in the female fitness space? Well, I can tell you, as someone who's been a personal trainer for over 20 years now, when I was a one-on-one personal trainer, I got to tell you, I didn't like having male clients, because every guy client wants to train their ego, where every female client wanted to train their body and, you know, get the results. Guys wanted to tell me how much they used to bench, how much they used to squat, how fast they used to run. And so they were chasing their ego. And so actually female clients are the most compliant by way of, you know, following the program and getting results. And so they make for the best clients when you're opening up a fitness franchise, in my mind.
You know what? I couldn't agree more. I own a gym. This is the first time we've ever talked, but we have communicated through a friend and texted a couple times. And I'll tell you what, my gym, they say it's a gym for meatheads, okay? And they actually like calling each other meatheads. They, you know, one of my buddies, I said something to him. Actually, the guy I bought the gym from, we became friendly. And I said something to him about a health and fitness club, and he goes, "I'm a meathead. What are you talking about?" So I mean, they call each other that, you know, affectionately, meatheads. But you know what? Along with that goes all that, you know, kind of that ego thing, and I can see why you've done this. But your book is called Man Up. Yet you deal 90% in the female market, is what you told me.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So the irony of that, right? Man up. And yet the majority of my clients, 90% of my clients are women. And really, man up is about humaning up. There was a time in 2012, 2013, where I was such a poor and ineffective entrepreneur that I nearly lost my franchise. You know, everyone sees that we're hitting the entrepreneur 500 list these days. But what they don't see is that 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was literally the guy that was losing more franchisees than gaining each month. And one day, I literally had a crippling anxiety attack, and it was so bad that I thought I was having an heart attack.
Right.
And as I cheated that heart attack, or what I later realized was an anxiety attack, I told myself, I know the source of this anxiety attack. It's the poor communication with my former business partner. It's ineffective leadership. It's not being decisive. And I was literally in my car driving to my office, and I kept saying these 5 words to myself: it's time to man up. It's time to man up. And what I meant by that is start focusing on self-discipline, become a better communicator, be more decisive, get clear on your vision, build an effective team. And I spent the next 5 years doing exactly that, humaning up into my higher potential as a leader. And the outcome was, you know, a business that's hitting, you know, every success record in my space.
Good Lord. You know, I'm glad we started out with Brian Cook, he's rolling along. He's got 40 franchisees. He owns 4 corporate stores. How many do you own, by the way? How many corporate stores do you have?
We have 5.
So, you know, and it's interesting that I think you guys need to have a few that you run and operate so that you can make sure you constantly refine and find more disciplines to spread throughout the flock. Can I say that?
That is absolutely right. In fact, when I say we have 5, over the lifetime of our franchise so far, we've had over 20. It's just one thing I still do as an entrepreneur is I love building gyms and selling them. And so I build and sell. So the 5 that I have now, undoubtedly we will sell, and I'll have another 5, 6, 7 that will start from scratch. And that really helps us stay in the trenches. We know the cost of construction, how to negotiate the lease, because everything changes year after year as the economy changes, as market demand changes. So we have to keep our finger on the pulse, and there's no better way to do it than having corporate-owned stores.
Okay, so Bedros Koulian has Fit Body Boot Camp, and you can find him at bedroskoulian.com. It's BedrosKeulian.com. At our podcast, when this goes to podcast on entrepreneur.com and on iTunes, we will put links to Bedros. Not an easy name to spell, buddy. But anyway, it's all right. We'll get people there. His book is Man Up. And we're going to get some tips from him, from entrepreneurs, but also he's got some pillars of success he's going to share with us. And this is very exciting to me. But I want to stay with this whole thing about self-discipline and mindset. Do me a favor. Just give me kind of a flow of consciousness on how important this is, because that tipping point, that aha moment when you were in the car about to crap a brick, as they say, you finally decided to man up, like you were saying. And but I mean, the average person, me included, where did you start? What was the starting point? What was the first thing you did when you said, I'm going to man up? What was the first thing?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Alan. See, in fact, in the book, Man Up, I talk about the six pillars of leadership that will take you to your greater potential as an entrepreneur and a life. Well, pillar number one of leadership is self-discipline. You've got to learn to lead yourself. You have to be able to lead yourself before you can lead a franchise, a army of employees, or an industry. And so here I was being a hypocrite, like a lot of entrepreneurs are. I was being a hypocrite. I expected my employees to do things that I was unwilling to do. I expected them to be on time when I wasn't on time. I expected them to have attention to detail and communicate clearly when I wasn't doing those things. And so I run workshops where I teach the six pillars of leadership over a two-day period to, you know, high-level entrepreneurs and their leadership teams. And everybody wants to start at pillar number two, which is clear communication. And then the next one is effective, having a vision, right? Being clarity of vision. Well, you got to start at self-discipline, because if you are not leading from the front, you're a hypocrite. And if you're a hypocrite, your industry can tell, your clients can tell, and your staff can tell.
All right. This is beautiful stuff. We're going to get these six pillars out. I'm going to squeeze the pillars out of him. Ay, ay, ay. Don't go anywhere. Bedros Koulian, Fit Body Boot Camp, BedrosKoulian.com. You can find him if you really want to. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back with more Bedros. Well, I hope you recognize this song, Rolling Stones, Start Me Up. And if you want to get started up in your business or your life, and you want to find some self-discipline, that's what this show is about. Learning how these giants of business, I mean, look, 700 franchisees this guy has, or all 695 since he owns five of the stores. Bedros Koulian, Fit Body Boot Camp, BedrosKoulian.com, author of the book Man Up, Human Up. Actually, that's probably your next book, right, Bedros?
That probably should be.
Human Up! Stop being an animal! Okay, so you gave us the pillar that you say is your first pillar, which is discipline, self-discipline. And I got to tell you what, fortunately, my dad was what my kids and my wife have called me. He was the hammer. Still is. He's 90 years old. I just was with him earlier today. And he's telling his doctors, screw you. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And it's like, I thought to myself, this guy's crazy, but I think he's right. You know, it's like he knows that he's got to, you know, give up the drugs that they want him to take and just exercise his way through it and eat healthy and man up and have incredible self-discipline. He's beat so many things. He had an open heart surgery. And then they, you know, like 15 years later, they said, hey, we've got some bad news and some good news. What do you want first? He says, what's the bad news? They said, you know, your open heart surgery, it failed and you need another one. But now you want the good news? And he says, yeah, what's the good news? They said your heart kind of opened up a whole new artery and it bypassed the bypass. Listen, God wants you alive. He's going to keep you alive. But guess what? You got to deserve it. So work hard, have self-discipline, have meaning and purpose in your life, right? And you never
know. Exactly. Man, that is an amazing story.
True story, man. He's 90 years old and he's still here. He's still kicking butt. He's out there punching the bag. I took video of him punching a punching bag the other day. I thought, this guy's crazy. But he's not. Actually, he's sane. You know? It's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So pillar number two.
We should all be as crazy as your dad.
Exactly. Pillar number one, self-discipline. Give me two.
So pillar number two is effective communication. And the truth of the matter is that most entrepreneurs, most even leadership, COOs, CFOs, VPs, communicate ineffectively. And because of that, businesses suffer, struggle, and lose market share. In fact, it was Harvard Business School that released a study that said that 87% of businesses that either fail or grow slower than they should is because of poor communication from the top down. Now, most of us, when we grow up, we're taught to, hey, you should be seen and not heard. And we're not really taught to communicate effectively, to get our point across, to get our message across. And so because of that, we grow up and we still feel that, well, you know, I don't know how to communicate. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings by asking for something. I certainly don't want to come off as the bad guy or gal, and I don't want to lose their approval. And so all these things play into the factor, or I'm going to imply what I want instead of being very clear and direct on what I want.
Right.
And because of that, what the boss or the leader wants versus what the team member employee executes are usually two different things. And that accounts for a loss of market share or business. Well, what really happens then is soon the entrepreneur has these passive aggressive and adversarial relationships and feelings towards this employee because they go, well, they're not a good employee. Were they ever given good direction? Were they ever developed? Were they ever given clarity of vision by the leader? Which kind of dovetails into pillar number three, which is clarity of vision. If as a leader, you didn't deliver the clarity of vision, since you don't know how to communicate effectively on what your vision is and what the path to getting there is and what the deadline is, like that's clear communication. I need to come to you and say, Alan, I'm building a franchise. We're going to have 2,500 locations by the year 2023. And Facebook is going to be our number one source of traffic. So, you know, this is the direction we're heading. Do you understand? Yes. So I just gave you clarity of vision, a deadline and path to getting there. Now, as an employee, if you happen to screw up, I can blame you. But if I didn't wasn't clear in my communication there, man, it's my fault, not yours.
Right, right. Well, what they say is the fish smells from the head down, right?
Wow. Amen.
Good, good. All right, give me one more before I take another break, and we'll get the last couple on the other side.
So the other one there is, of course, decisiveness. And most everybody is afraid to make a decision. And just, you know, imagine this. You're taking your wife or your spouse out to dinner. Well, honey, what do you want? Sushi or steak? I don't know. What do you want? You want to go see a movie? You want to see a romantic movie or a comedy? I don't know. What do you want? Should we take Uber or Lyft? Everybody is afraid to make a decision, is putting the decision on everyone else's feet, or they're waiting to get more information before they make the decision. In the entrepreneurial landscape, you don't have time to gather all the information. And the truth of the matter is, just like war, entrepreneurs don't ever have the entire picture clear to be able to pull the trigger. And so, in fact, General Colin Powell makes a really good point in his book. He says, I use the 40-70 rule. He says, when I have as little as 40% of the information I need, I'm ready to pull the trigger and make a decision. And all I need is as much as 70% of the information, and I'm ready to pull the trigger. Well, the same thing applies in business and entrepreneurship. You will never have the clear picture of the landscape. What you will have is the ability to make a decision now and course correct if it was the wrong decision. And as soon as you find out, you course correct. And so most entrepreneurs will do better making decisions fast, even if it's the wrong decision, because you can course correct versus doing nothing. And again, end up losing time, money, getting frustrated, and losing market share.
Give me one more. You got 1 minute.
So this next one is emotional resilience. And emotional resilience is, as an entrepreneur, you're going to deal with the suck factor. The suck factor are things that are going to set you back, put you on your butt, make you not want to wake up in the morning. Now, you could either emotionally react, give up, and go wither and die, or you have to accept the fact that with being an entrepreneur comes entrepreneurial scars. And those scars, the scar tissue is infinitely stronger than regular tissue. And so be willing to deal with the suck factor. Have emotional resilience instead of emotionally reacting to things. Most people fail to respond. Instead, they react. They have a bad experience with an employee. They'll yell at them. Well, consider actually coaching them, taking time off for a minute or two and then coaching them. Respond over react.
God, I love it. I love it. This is what we all need to hear right here. Bedros Koulian, Fit Body Bootcamp, BedrosKoulian.com. Man Up is the book. We got one more segment. And if this wasn't already good advice, I think it gets better on the other side. We'll be right back. But I watch the world float to the dark
side of the moon. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
This man has got 700 opened franchisees of Fit Body Bootcamp since 2012. That is rapid growth. Bedros Koulian, his book, Man Up. And here is our, we've given the six pillars, five of the six anyway. Self-discipline is one. Effective communication is two. Clarity of vision is three. Decisiveness is four. Emotional resilience is five. I got to figure that six is probably pretty awesome. So let's hear it. And then I got more questions.
So six is actually very awesome. It's the glue that holds it all together, which is your high-performance team. You know, think about this, Alan, whether you're building a small business or a big business, you're never going to build it by yourself. Even a small business has to have a few employees, a few technicians, maybe a location manager. And if you're building a big empire or franchise, then you're probably going to have dozens, if not hundreds of employees. And employees come with different emotions, different needs and wants, and they have different filters that they look at life through because of how they grew up. And so our job as leaders, as entrepreneurs, is to really take people who want to just be employees and turn them into team members. And here's how I talk about it in the book, Man Up. I say, look, employees are people who clock in a little late, clock out a little early, do the bare minimum to maintain employment. Well, okay, that's great. We can find them at the local DMV. Absolutely. A team member is someone who's on board with the vision, is clear with the path, and is playing to win, just like a soccer team, a football team, a basketball team. Now, based on those two definitions, would you rather have employees or a team? Well, obviously, you'd rather have a team. And so I go into the book and I break it down further, and I say, look, we need a team of fighter jet type employees, people who are driven, ambitious, and never quit, versus crop duster type employees who are lackadaisical, right. emotionally disturbed, and will quit at the first sign of adversity. And really, the high-performance team breaks down into two things. The employees that are working within your business and you work with, so I call that your inside team. Those are your employees. And your outside team, this is your network, your friends, your influence. And I'll give you a quick story here about that.
You'll be quick. I still got questions. Be quick now.
Yes. In 2005, we went on a cruise to Ketchikan, Alaska, and we saw a gentleman who was crab fishing. He had a little bucket of crabs. And I noticed one ambitious crab was crawling on top of all the rest and reaching for the brim of the bucket to come up to free himself. And in that moment, all the other crabs from the bottom pulled him right back down. And I realized that we have people in our lives that are like crabs, and they doubt our goals. They doubt our ambitions. And those are people we should not be hanging out with. And that's your outside team.
Dude, I get it. Totally get it. All right. This is beautiful stuff. I need 1 minute on the biggest mistake you made that was the one big thing that actually helped boost you over. What was it?
The biggest mistake that I ever made was not having the tough conversations sooner. There wasn't any one tough conversation. There was just a string of tough conversations that I kept kicking the can down the street, which ultimately led to my anxiety attack, by the way. And I later learned through working with the therapist that all anxiety is anticipation of future pain. So I was so afraid of the pain that these tough conversations were going to have on me that I actually had an anxiety attack instead. So these days I have every conversation, tough or easy, I have them on the spot.
Anticipation of future pain. Unfreaking believable. Anxiety. All right, last but not least, give some advice. You got 1 minute. Advice. I mean, you've given tons of it, but what would that one thing be? You're on a bus. The guy looks at you next to you and he goes, you're a successful entrepreneur, but I'm afraid. What do you say to him, Bedros?
Two very simple things. One, take more risks. Two, put in more effort. Everybody underestimates how much time, effort, money, and work it'll take, and they underestimate how much effort, actual physical work it'll take. So put in more work, more effort, and take bigger risks earlier on. If I could go back, I would have done those two sooner and been successful faster.
And you forgot one thing. You know what you forgot?
What's that?
Read my book, Man Up!
And that helps.
I love it. Bedros Koulian and Fit Body Boot Camp. Check him out. Find him. Search him out. These pillars are beautiful. They're brilliant. I love the one thing. Here's my takeaway. What is anxiety? Anticipation of future pain. I've never heard it put like that, and it makes perfect sense because technically it's a lie. It hasn't happened. It may not happen. What are you flipping out over? Something that hasn't even happened before. You actually manifest reality if you stay on that track. Get the hell off that track. Man up. Find out more information about Bedros Koulian. He can help you. This show can help you. It's guys like this and this brand, Entrepreneur. We can learn from each other's mistakes. And guess what? We can all be in it to win it. Play to win. That's what I want. That's what he wants. I hope that's what you want. I'm Alan Taylor. Bedros, dude, you rock. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll see you guys all next week right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.